Welcome, everyone. It's our Marshalltown Icons program. Once again, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Val Ruff, is hosting. Good morning, Val.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you today?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
It's a little great. Cold.
It's a little cold.
It is. It's cooled down a lot, but it is Iowa, so we knew it was coming.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes, it is. So today on our Marshalltown Icon show, we are featuring the Wolf Clinic. So really excited to have Kevin Schwartz here. He's the CEO of the Wolf Clinic, and he's going to give us a little overview of the history. So I just want to give you a welcome to the Marshalltown Icon show this morning, Kevin.
Well, Val, thank you for having us.
You bet. You bet. So, you know, we've been featuring Marshalltown Icon since June. And so we're glad that you're able to join us here today and talk a little bit about the Wolf Clinic. Let's talk about the history. I know people probably, you know, have maybe a little understanding of the Wolf brothers and, you know, that from the history. But we'll let you give us an overview of the history.
Well, it started before the Wolf brothers.
It
started with the Wolf father.
Okay.
Dr. Otis Wolf, Otis R. Wolf. Because Otis D. Wolf, I think, is the one some people around town still are maybe familiar with. He was one of the sons.
Okay.
But his father, Otis R., actually originally was a family practice doctor in Kansas, out in rural Kansas. In fact, the Wolf Foundation that helps out indigent patients across the state still owns a farm down in Kansas. So I in my spare time, get to do a little wheat farming and Milo farming in Kansas.
Okay.
But Dr. Wolf, when he was doing his training, he got an interest in ophthalmology and went to train after practicing in family practice for a while down there, went to train in eye, ear, nose, throat. At that time, the subspecialty was across all those things.
Okay.
He then looked for a practice to acquire after doing this training in Chicago. And on the railroad in Marshalltown, there was a practice for sale. And that's why he ended up in Marshalltown, Iowa. He thought a town on the railroad would be a great place to start a practice. So in 1919, we're almost 100 years old.
Okay.
Coming up on that in just a few years. He opened a practice with a partner, and immediately they split the work. The partner did ENT, ear, nose, throat, and Dr. Wolf did eyes, which was very, very early in before people were really subspecializing in that area in that way.
Yeah. So what's interesting, I just want to share this with the listeners, is that we've had a commonality with Marshalltown and the railroad, and a lot of the Marshalltown icons that are even still here today,
mm-hmm.
just like Wolf Clinic,
mm-hmm.
have come through the railroad, stopped, and just said, "This is where we're going to stay." So. The railroad has served us well in our history, I think, here in Marshalltown.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, the Wolf Clinic was downtown, and I mean, I've read articles or history pieces in Wolf stuff that where the people got off the train, walked uptown, got a hotel room. Sometimes the procedures they were doing at that time, they had to be here for a month, and they stayed around town for a month and had the procedure. So it worked great. And actually, later on in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, the Wolf brothers, after the father, his sons joined him, three sons joined him at practice, they would go to Chicago, see patients in hotel rooms in Chicago, and then those patients would hop on the train and come to Marshalltown to have their surgery done.
So you've been bringing visitors to Marshalltown for a long time.
For a while.
I didn't think about it like that, but that's great. That's good to know. So that, you know, that crazy railroad has served us well, and I think sometimes we live around it daily. We just take it for granted, but it has been instrumental in the
Absolutely.
Growth and the history of Marshalltown. So anything else about the history that you want to continue to share with us?
Well, I think the biggest thing was that senior Dr. Wolf went to Spain in the 1930s, and that's maybe what really started Wolf Clinic off being a real true leader in what they were able to do. He brought a method of doing cataract surgery back to the United States that was very innovative, much less invasive than the other ways cataract surgery is being able to be done. And because of that, they really had a territory. They covered about a 5-state area for a while because they were the only people doing that. You know, and that carried through till the 1970s. And then and many in town will know Dr. Watt, Dr. Grather, and Dr. Harris. They brought in actually modern cataract surgery. That was in the 1970s and led the entire nation basically in bringing that innovative care to the state. And so that again, another burst of energy in the organization. It grew wildly at that point in time until about the 1980s, where technology had advanced, and to maintain a similar market share, Wolf Clinic had to move some of its branches outside of Marshalltown. And so now we have branches all across the state of Iowa, serving patients. Really, actually, last year we served somebody from all 99 counties of the state.
Well, that's,
and I think 40 states.
Those are great. That's a good stat to know. Thank you for sharing that. All 99 counties.
All those weren't done in Marshalltown.
Right.
You know, we actually last year we probably saw, I think it's right at just shy of 180,000 patient exams. About 18,000 of those were in Marshalltown. But Marshalltown alone, I looked it up last night and getting ready for this show, Val.
Yeah.
We saw patients from, I think it was 70 of the 99 counties came here to Marshalltown last year.
Well,
I'm going to look, check my piece of paper and make sure I'm absolutely correct. And I am.
Well, we'll be right back. Boy, that went fast, learning all this great statistics about the Wolf Clinic. So we will be back with our next segment of the Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Come on into Tyson's, more for Christmas.
There's more for holiday gift giving at Tyson's Home Farm Auto. Shop Tyson's for the best brands of gifts. Wranglers, Dickies, Levi's, Under Armour, and Columbia. Plus Carhartt insulated and unlined clothing. Earn cash back with the Ariat Holiday Mail-In Rebate. The more you spend, the more you get back. Plus insulated winter boots, snow bibs, hats, mittens, and gloves. Plus hunting clothing and licensed team apparel for the entire family. Tyson's is the place for ice fishing gear, meat slicers, grinders, and smokers, pet gifts, snow throwers and shovels, hand and power tools, as seen on TV products, and more. There are gifts galore at Tyson's, plus toys for children of all ages now at extra savings. And help us fill the box with toys for tots. Still not sure what to give? A Tyson's gift card is sure to please. Tyson's Home Farm Auto. More gifts for you.
Come on into Tyson's, more for Christmas. Come on into Tyson's, more for you.
Plus, there's always free popcorn while you shop.
Welcome back. Our Marshalltown Icons program, hosted by Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. We're talking about Wolf Clinic.
We are. We're learning some great statistics and information about the Wolf Clinic. And Kevin was just sharing that how many folks that get served here in the Marshalltown location. And in case you weren't listening, I'll let you go ahead and repeat that last statistic because I think it's worth sharing with our listeners.
Well, I just checked the information last night, and last year, we served patients from 70 of Iowa's 99 counties, which they had to drive by another Wolf Eye Clinic probably to get here. But you know, to some people, this is still absolutely the mecca of Wolf Eye Clinic.
Yeah.
We are scattered with offices all the way from Spirit Lake to Fairfield, from Creston to West Union. So, I mean, it's about the central two-thirds of the state is what I would say is our true market area.
Sure, but you got to come to Marshalltown to get that Wolf Clinic service.
Well, it's always fun to go to Wolf Clinic and then go across the road to Made Right and get a Made Right on your way out of town.
And I think those go hand in hand. That's why those are Marshalltown icons.
There are an awful lot of patients that that do that exact trek every single time.
Yeah, you pull into the Made Right and there's just, you look at the license plates and they're from either out of state or all over different counties. So we're fortunate to have that here in Marshalltown. So let's talk a little bit about your mission. I know that's probably changed through the years, but let's talk about what your mission is today.
You know, I wouldn't say the mission's probably has changed very much. While it might not have been written down back in 1930s and 40s, it's probably pretty much the same here in the 2016. We want to bring the highest level, most advanced eye care, both surgical and medical, to the citizens of Iowa. And we want to bring it as close to those citizens as we can. That's one of the things that really makes what we do in the state a little bit unique. Many physicians stay in the office, their home office that they stay in. Every single Wolf Clinic doctor travels practically every single day. So that way we can bring subspecialty care, whether that be retina subspecialty, pediatric ophthalmology, oculoplastics, glaucoma. We move those people around to all different kinds of offices so that we can make that subspecialty care be right there. In Marshalltown, we have 19 providers, both ophthalmologists, optometrists, and audiologists that come and serve patients in Marshalltown. And a town of 25,000 people, to 50,000 market area, to have the subspecialists of pediatric ophthalmology, cataract, retina, glaucoma, oculoplastics, all come to their community, audiology, all come to their community, really doesn't happen. In fact, no other 25,000 population town in the state of Iowa happens that way. Midwest, it doesn't happen that way. So we're really lucky here.
Yeah, we're special, and that's I think that's important for the listeners to know. It's been a long history here in Marshalltown, and the exciting thing for me as sharing this show with the listeners is that we continue to hear that about how fortunate we are here in Marshalltown. These businesses have been here for 100 plus years or almost 100 years, and they're still here. So to me, that speaks volumes about our community, the leadership of these organizations that have stayed here. It's been important to stay here in Marshalltown. Mm-hmm. And I feel very fortunate that we are still here and we're still providing all these great services for our community. So you did kind of cover your locations. What about employees? You know, you've shared these a little bit about your providers. Is there anything else about the providers that you want the listeners to know?
The providers own Wolf Eye Clinic. The ophthalmologist surgeons as a whole own Wolf Eye Clinic. They control the destiny. I work really closely with the board of directors of those 19 owners. And it's a great team relationship, and they really work good to make sure we're serving the entire state with that. Those owners, you know, while they all were located in Marshalltown at one point in time, probably 25 years ago, they were all located in Marshalltown. Today, we have one of those 20 owners mm-hmm. basically living in Marshalltown at this point in time. But everybody still wants to serve. We have all our corporate offices are right here in Marshalltown. Can't see that would change. It's very central to our whole patient service area, so it makes it easy for those of us that are trying to manage the organization to get to any of those locations.
So that's kind of our new, speaking about that, Kevin, it's kind of the new tagline that we're using for the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is meet in the middle, you know, mm-hmm. reconnect with friends, family, meet here in the middle, because we are centrally located, which I think serves our community very well also. So that's...
Apparently, Val, we just need a couple more railroads coming through town, though.
I know that. You know, we've got the Lincoln Highway, we've got the railroad, and they're just keep on coming. But let's talk about employees. So you've got quite a few providers that provide great service for the Wolf Clinic. Let's talk about number of employees.
Yep. In total, we have 39 providers across the state. 21 of those are ophthalmologists, 15 optometrists, and 3 audiologists with that. Total employees, we have 393 that are scattered across mm-hmm. the state, kind of that region that I told you earlier. But we still have 89 in Marshalltown. You know, Marshalltown probably hit a peak of about 102, probably in the late 90s. So really, we're really pretty close to that same number as we were then. And that's, you know, in that meantime, we have lost ear, nose, throat coverage here in the state. The Wolf Clinic did make a mission change in the early 2000s. That, I mean, really, we were primarily known as a eye clinic, and to do the ENT portion across the state was going to be much more complex, and we can do eyes very, very well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I know that the late Mike Hill was mm-hmm. instrumental in the Wolf Clinic as well. So lots of services.
Yep, that's good. I certainly miss Mike.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I think it's good for the listeners to know and just remind them that what you did earlier about the services that are all offered through the Wolf Clinic. Because sometimes, you know, we get going through our daily lives and we forget those things. So I know one of the things that you and I were talking about before we came in here was some famous patients that have been to Wolf Clinic. And I know that with the HIPAA, you probably can't say that, but I know there's one, and I know that probably the listeners that are out there. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask it. Was Elvis really here? Elvis Presley?
You know, I can't prove that Elvis was here, but I think he maybe just left the building.
With that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with our final segment of Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Join us for the Countdown to Christmas Savings event at your local Sears Hometown Store with America's Appliance Experts at 507 Iowa Avenue West in Marshalltown. From Thursday, December 8th through Saturday, December 10th, save up to 25% off appliances and up to 50% off tools, storage, and mechanics tool sets. Plus, use your Sears card to save even more. Don't miss it Thursday through Saturday at your local Sears Hometown Store with America's Appliance Experts at 507 Iowa Avenue West in Marshalltown. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Animal Clinic the Vet is your full-service pet hospital. This is Dr. Grant Jacobson. Did you know orthopedic surgery can be performed on pets right here in Marshalltown? Knee injuries and fractures are treated regularly at our clinic. High-tech laser therapy helps ease pain and promotes rapid recovery. Our medical team strives to provide the best care for your cat, dog, or exotic pet. We give personal attention to the basics, but when serious injury or illness happens, be assured of the high-quality care at Animal Clinic the Vet. Call at 641-753-5486.
Welcome back. It is our final segment of our Icon Show. Here is Val Ruff.
So before we departed the last segment, we were just talking about famous patients that have been to Wolf Clinic, and we were talking about Elvis Presley and some of the famous patients. And I know there's maybe a couple that you can mention just as a teaser for our listeners.
Oh, there absolutely are. I think in 1976, I think when Marshalltown was celebrating its the bicentennial year, Bill Cosby, I think, was making an appearance here, and he was playing tennis and ended up with something in his eye, and I think that was reported in the paper during that time. And the Des Moines Register did a big article when Governor Terry Branstad had cataract surgery, because that was early on when modern cataract surgery was being done, and Wolf Clinic was one of the leaders at that time, and they did a really nice article about it.
Well, thank you for sharing. I know that you can't share a lot of the other ones anymore, but that's always a fun thing to know about who those special people are that are coming to our community.
Val, probably the most special people that come are each one of our grandparents and things like that are able to come from all across the state of Iowa.
Exactly. I know that my grandparents went to Wolf Clinic all the time, so I'm sure the listeners are on board with that as well. So let's go share a couple more things before we come to a close with our final segment of the Marshalltown Icons. Let's talk a little bit about what Wolf is doing to position for the future.
Right. Well, one of the things that we do is we participate in a lot of research. And it's not lab rat research. It's really more things that have been tested to be, they've done some early testing and it shows real promise for patients for some disease or something like that. And what Wolf Clinic's able to do is then take those things the next step and actually put them in practical application, a broader spectrum of patients, because we can gather so many patients with a specific disease relatively quickly for the pharmaceutical companies and things like that, and really try it out on real people. And we belong to two organizations. One is the Pediatric, I gotta read it because I can never remember it, the Pediatric Eye Disease Investigator Group, and the other one is the Diabetic Retinopathy Clinical Research Group. Those are national organizations, and Wolf Eye Clinic has been the number one study location across the nation in those in the last, I'm going to say it's probably three out of the last 5 years, and we've been very proud of that. We have a huge network of referring optometrists across the state that really help us satisfy, because the parameters are really very specific when a patient has to have this, 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 and this to be able to be entered into a study like that. So it really works well, that partnership.
Well, that's great news, and that's exciting that Wolf Clinic can be a part of that. And I know that there's always I know that I had a couple grandparents that had macular degeneration, and I know that that's just something I'm sure they're doing a lot of research for too. And then, you know, even kids with the things that they have, and that kind of made me think too, Kevin. I know that you had mentioned earlier in the conversation that you have a foundation.
Yes.
And let's talk a little bit about what the foundation offers for those who are less fortunate.
It's kind of cool. The Wolf Foundation has been around since it's either the late 1930s or the early 1940s. Originally started by the Wolf family. I mentioned that they contributed that farm in Kansas to the foundation. That foundation does three different things. It does basically financially needy patients care. Our physicians volunteer and donate their surgery, and the foundation pays hospital bills and things like that. The other two things are our research. We contribute to other research entities to do that. And the third thing is eye education, whether that's physicians, nurses, technicians, whatever.
Yeah, I think we forget that, you know, we pay attention to our health and preventative care, but our eyes are just as important, you know, as far as being out in the sun and different things like that. So I can see where eye education would be really important.
Eyes to lose your sight is a heck of a sense to be able to lose your contact with other people. You know, the only thing I can think of might be worse, but this is just me personally. I'd hate to lose my taste sense.
Oh, sure. Yeah, what fun would it be to eat? And I'm a foodie, too. So, well, we've got a couple more minutes. Is there anything else, Kevin, that you'd like to share with the listeners?
You know, I think Wolf Clinic has certainly enjoyed their position in Marshalltown. I know many, many people have gone, well, gee whiz, we don't have near as many doctors here as we did at one point in time. And absolutely, that's true. We don't have what we have, as I went through before. We have ultra subspecialists rotating through town, probably increasing the level of care that we have here. We enjoy that. Wolf Clinic, from a corporate perspective, Marshalltown just works really awesome for that. It's basically, most of the time, it's an hour to 2 hours to any of my offices, and that's great for us administratively. We have a nice facility here in our labor force that we have here to run our corporate operations is really just top-notch. We have excellent long-term employees, and they know their jobs very, very well.
Well, thank you for sharing that today. Definitely a Marshalltown icon, and I know I learned a lot today, and I just want to thank you for the work that you do to continue to bring the services to Marshalltown and things that Wolf Clinic is doing for Marshalltown and the state of Iowa.
Well,
so thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Do I have a couple minutes, Kyle? I have 1 minute. So I just want to plug our Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau community calendar. If you're looking for things to do, just go on marshalltown.org and click on events, and we've got a community calendar that you can look on and see things that are going on by the month, by the day, by the week. And if you've got things for 2017, events that are open to the public, I just want to encourage you to go ahead and get those on there so that we, everybody that's planning great things for 2017, we don't schedule on top of each other, but we want to continue to bring great events here to Marshalltown. So thank you for being here today.